Shoppers get hashtag bare shelves Biden trending, documents sparse grocery stores on Twitter. By Nick Gilbertson on January 10, 2022. The hashtag bare shelves Biden has been making the rounds on Twitter as shoppers use the slogan when posting pictures of empty and sparse grocery store shelves to the social media site. Images of barren shelves were shared by Americans far and wide, including media members, politicians, and other shoppers as they feel the effects of supply chain issues and labor shortages under the Biden administration. Curtis Hauck, the managing editor at Newsbusters, shared images of shelves that appear to be picked clean in Oakton, Virginia. Conservative comedians and hosts of the Hodgett Wins podcast Keith and Kevin Hodge retweeted images of desolate shelves that were apparently photographed by another Twitter user. Red State's managing editor Jennifer Van Laar shared pictures of sparse shelves at Stater Brothers in Simi Valley. "This was the second store we went to looking for bagels. Found the bagels but zero, plain cream cheese," Van Laar wrote. "If you want Kraft Parmesan cheese or Top Ramen, you're pretty much out of luck." Journalist Jack Posobiec tweeted a photo of a seemingly empty aisle at a Trader Joe's in Arlington, Virginia, with the caption "Biden's America in 2022. He also shared images of a naked produce section at a store in Falls Church, Virginia. The National Republican Congressional Committee posted an image of empty shelves, though it is unclear where the grocery store is located. Buzz Patterson, who was the Republican candidate for California's 7th Congressional in the 2020 election, slammed President Joe Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg for the empty shelves, citing their handling of supply chain issues. Even CNBC's White House correspondent Kayla Tausch tweeted images of near-empty aisles with the caption "Apocalypse Now." Tausch's tweet came earlier in the day Sunday before the trend, and she did not use the hashtag bare shelves Biden. Similarly, Atlanta's former Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms took to Twitter to voice her concerns over sparse shelves 2 days after she left office. Bottoms's tweet came on January 5. Kevin Lewis with ABC 7 DC documented dwindling goods at a Whole Foods in Rockville, Maryland, on January 6. He also shared images of the giant grocery store in Rockville he said was depleted of many produce items, chicken, some bottled water, and other staples. A sign in the produce section of the giant read, "Due to supply challenges, some bagged salads are unavailable at this time."